This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
All those wonderful promises were given under the law. But what'd they do? Just like us, they didn't keep the law. So we come over here, and he said, I'm going to give y'all a better covenant. I know how y'all are since I made you, so I'm going to command you to love one another. Not when he's good to him, but I command you to love one another. Why do you think the king commanded us to love one another? Because our faith only works through love. So if he commands us to walk in love, commands us to love, and if we walk in love, and we don't get off out there on some tangent, we believe the Lord, we treat people with love and respect, you humble yourself before God, and you walk in obedience to His Word. You don't try to say, I'm somebody, I'm just a child of God, that's all I am. You know, I mean, I get tickled every once in a while from all of our teachings and tapes and the miracles and the things that have happened, especially women, but it happened once in a while with men too. Somebody will come out to the ministry center, like a man the other day, he came out there and I walked in. He said, you're Thurman Scrivener. I said, well, yes, sir. I said, how can I help you or something? He said, I can't believe I get to meet you and shake your hand. I thought, what's the big deal? You know, I'm just a guy. But it's that people think you're somebody special. But you're not. You're just a son of God. You're just teaching the Word. All these miracles that happen, I'm not doing none of them. Jesus is doing them all. If he don't show up, nothing happens. If the king shows up, what's impossible? Nothing. Now, if we walk in love and obedience to his word, he will show up. And that's what we want him to do. And that's why the devil does everything he can to get between a man and a woman, especially a married man and a woman, to get them at odds with each other. Because when they do, they step out of the love walk. When you step out of the love walk, it's just like one day standing right up here, a man and woman come up here, and he said, I got a brain tumor, and I need you to pray for me. I said, do you have all your sins confessed? He said, yes, I'm pretty sure I do. I said, how's your love walk with your wife? He kind of looked over, he said, it's okay. I said, how about you, ma'am? You're his wife, so the two of you is one. Do you have all your sins confessed? She said, yes, I do. I said, how's your love walk with him? She said, it's not good. I said, uh-oh, now we got a problem. I said, what's the problem? She said, he holds a grudge against me and he won't forgive me. I said, is that true? He said, yes. I said, well, that's why you got the brain tumor. He said, wait a minute, there ain't no way I got a brain tumor because I got a grudge against my wife. I said, I guarantee you do. I said, now you either forgive her and you walk in a love walk, or I cannot get you healed. He said, I don't believe that. I said, well, okay. I said, do you want to confess your sin? He said, I don't believe that. I am not going to forgive her. I said, well, okay. You can go ahead and die if you want to. That man walked out here that day saying, I was crazy. He said, just because I'm holding a grudge against my wife, that ain't got nothing to do with my brain cancer, my brain tumor. But all I got, I also told him, I said, I'm going to give you one more thing before you get out of here. I want you to know, if you don't forgive her, if you die with that brain tumor, chances are you're going to bust hell wide open. He said, now I know you're crazy because I'm washed in the blood. I said, okay, you may be washed in the blood, but I'm going to have a real problem believing that Jesus is going to let you in his kingdom when you show up there and you died because you've been turned over to the tormenting spirits and the devil killed you with unforgiveness, and you show up up there and he says, oh, you're the one that held the grudge against your wife. Well, yeah, that is me, Lord. I hated her because she did this to me. He says, you know, I forgave all of your sins on the cross, and I told you to forgive your brother. And I said, if you don't forgive your brother, I'm not going to forgive you. Since you didn't forgive him, I'm not going to forgive you in the outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. I said, brother, don't take a chance. I said, I may be wrong, but if I'm right, you're going to spend eternity in hell for what she did or whatever you're holding against her, and it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. But see, people fail to grasp the fact that we become sick and afflicted because the devil got in between us, and maybe your wife did burn your toast one morning. Maybe she burned your toast. I mean, maybe she went out and committed adultery against you. I mean, but you can forgive her. You know, I mean, if you want to divorce her, you can. That's the only thing the Lord says is legal for divorce. But you can forgive her. But let me tell you, women and men, both of you, don't go out and let the devil cheat either one of you. Go do such a stupid thing. Because if you do, both of you are opening the door to the devil. How much adultery should there be in the church? None. None. Absolutely none. You know, I mean, I can't fathom people that will go out and commit adultery that are married to someone else. Or that are not married that go out and commit adultery, knowing you're opening a door to the devil. Capture the thoughts. Make them obedient to the commands of Christ. They're going to destroy you if you do it. Sooner or later, it's going to destroy you. And if you have children, it'll destroy your children. It's amazing. But Jesus, here's the thing you got to recognize. These magnificent, awesome promises are for the obedient children. Obedient. If you're obedient and you're walking in a love relationship, two of you on earth can come and ask for? Hey, me and you getting that now, aren't we, brother? We got it. We got it. Praise God. I mean, I can hear that in your voice now. You got it. How about you, young lady?
Oh, I got it.
You got it, too. You ain't going to have no more hot flashes, are you?
No more hot flashes. They're gone.
Amen. See, when you get that kind of faith, that's all you need, see? When two of you agree, and if you wake up one morning and you prayed, you agreed, and one of them things come back, what are you going to do? Take authority over it in the name of Jesus. That's right. Say, oh, no, you don't, devil. I might have put up with you all them years, but I bet you've been caught now, you beast. I ain't going there no more with you. I mean, I'm a daughter of the King. Jesus bore all this for me.
The lady's come inside now. She's in the bathroom.
Oh, okay, so.
I tell them the story about the meter lady in the room.
Oh, okay. Cheryl loves this story. She wants me to tell this story everywhere we go because it is such a powerful story. I went down to Louisiana a couple of years ago, and there was a woman in a wheelchair. And this woman in the wheelchair was a beautiful lady about 65 years old. And after the teaching that night, she was a Catholic, and I went up and talked to this lady, and I asked her how long she'd been in that wheelchair, and she said she'd been in the wheelchair completely confined to it for 2 years. She said, I've been in and out of it for 4 years. I said, are you married? She said, well, I used to be, but I'm not anymore. I said, well, what happened? She said, my husband died about 5 years ago. I said, okay, were you normal when your husband died? Oh, yeah. She said, I was normal. I could do anything. And she said, everything is fine. I said, so about a year after that, you started having a little bit of problem with weakness in your body. She said, yes. I said, and then for the next couple of years, you got weaker and weaker, and then you were confined to the wheelchair for the last 2 years. She said, yes. I said, what kind of sin did you start committing after your husband died that you didn't do when he was alive? She says, what? I said, well, let me show you a scripture here in James chapter 1. This is where I took her. James chapter 1, I said, I want to show you something that the Lord says, and I said, I used to read this and I didn't believe it, but now I'm getting where I can. James 1:13, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. I said, now then, so what kind of sin did you commit that's bringing forth a death? Because I said, if you were strong till you were 60 years old, and then your husband died, and something happened within a year that you started getting weak in your flesh, you started committing some kind of sin. She said, no, I'm just getting older. I said, that don't have nothing to do with it. That has nothing to do with it. I said, you are committing sin. And so I said, what did you start doing? She said, well, she said, about 6 months after my husband died, maybe 6 or 9 months after my husband died, She said the meter reader started coming by, and he was about a 50-year-old man, and said, I'd sat out on the front porch. I'd talked to him and offered him a cup of tea or something, and said, we became pretty good friends. And so he started coming in the house once in a while. And I said, and then you started having a sexual relationship with him, didn't you? She said, I did. But only once a month. Only once a month. And so I said, that sexual relationship, when that sin, when that lust was conceived, it brought forth sin. And the sin has started a death process in your body. And I said, now your body is dying. She said, I never dreamed that would do this. I said, well, most people don't. If they did, they wouldn't do these things. But that's what the Word says. And so I said, now then, are you willing to make God a promise you will repent of your sin and turn from it and never do it again? Will you do that? And she said, well, yes, I will. I said, He's a very gracious and merciful God. I said, if you will confess your sin and repent, if you repent, 1 John 1:9, the Lord clearly says, if you repent, I am righteous and just to forgive your sins and to restore you to fellowship. Is that an awesome God we serve? Awesome God, isn't He? This woman repented, turned from her wicked ways, and made God a promise she'd never go to bed with another man unless she's married to him. And I told her, I said, the Lord has forgiven you now. I said, now then, ma'am, that you're back in a love walk with God, you've repented. I said, how about believing God by faith now, and let me take your hand, and you get up out of that wheelchair and walk off. She first looked up to me kind of dumbfounded. I said, if you believe God, take my hand. And she reached up and took my hand, and I pulled her up out of that wheelchair, and that lady walked off. She had not taken a step out of that wheelchair in 2 years, and she walked off. And before the day was over, she went out and got in a truck, a pickup, with one of the men that was going to take her home. In fact, the pastor even said, he called her name. He knew, he said, you know, I'd take you home, but, you know, I mean, but I've got a pickup, and I'm sure you wouldn't be able to step up in it. And she said, yesterday, Pastor, I couldn't have, but today I can. I said, that's a shame. This woman's got more faith than you have, Pastor. So she went out there and got in that pickup and stepped up. And a year later, I was back down there, and that woman is still walking perfect with no problems. When I saw her, I recognized she's still a very beautiful woman. And I told her, I said, ma'am, you haven't been sinning no more, have you? She said, absolutely not. If every man and woman realized what sin does to you, you'd stop doing it. Yeah. When you do these things, in fact, one of the things that'll really get you and get you quickly is anger. The Word of God clearly says, be angry and sin not.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.